Peace, 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 family. Welcome back to another episode of Conversations on the Rocks. And it's your boy, the coolest host you know, Ice.
Yeah, and it's your boy, Los Vegas. You already know what it is.
And we got some guests today. We welcome back to another episode, man. We in here with another one. And we got a special themed show today. As we were talking about on our first episode, it's going to be a Valentine's Day special. And although we a day late, we not a dollar short. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? So, we got a couple guests in here. We're going to start on my left. We got Letitia, and she's actually setting the vibe with some of her candles, which smell very, very fragrant in here. I love it. Letitia with Mia More Sense. How you doing?
Good.
Okay. And we also got Natasha to my right. Shout out to Bring Your Own Vibe every Wednesdays.
Hey.
Yeah. And my big homie, Dante Swagger Coach. So we in here. We having the drinks flowing. And really, we're just going to jump out there. And I'm going to start with Mia More Sense and kind of highlight the brand. And if you could kind of tell us and the viewers out there on Rhythmix Radio, some like about your brand and like how somebody can reach you and Mia More Sense and things of that nature.
Yeah, the brand is Luxury Scents for an affordable price. Okay. I like sexy vibes, sexy scents. So
okay.
You can find us on Facebook at Mia More Scents. You can find us on Instagram at Mia More Scents. Just click buy. You can go on Shopify at Mia More Scents and click buy.
Okay.
Either way, you can find us.
Okay. I love it.
Okay. Either way, you can click buy.
Click buy, yes. That's the focus.
So what is this scent that you got us smelling right now? Like, what's going on with
right
this right
now
here?
We're burning the lavender.
The lavender.
So that's Lavender Bliss.
Okay.
What's this little shit that's floating around in it? Like, we ain't going to...
That's fresh lavender.
Okay, just making sure. Just
you want to know it's flammable?
I mean, y'all just want to make sure, like, ain't going to pass out and all that other good stuff like that. I don't want... But it smells good, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, I love the presentation, too.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Lavender's different, like, when you're trying to, like, go to sleep. And, like, calm down.
Oh, yeah.
So do you just candles? You say scents. Is it just what other product? Do you just have the candles? And if you have, can you kind of walk us through some of the different scents and flavors you have?
Yeah, we do all type of scents. I have so many that you can actually put in a request for whatever you like, and I can custom make the candle for
it's
you.
It's Beastball Candles.
There you go. Okay. Down to the color that you want. So I can enhance the candle to whatever color you would like. We also do a little herbal remedies into the candle. So if you like CBD, I go from moderate to high on the CBD level.
I like CBD. I like that. Okay.
So we also, we sell the actual candle vessels separately. Okay. So you don't have to actually purchase the candle. You like the vessel, you love that, you want to use that. You could buy that wholesale.
Okay.
Or you can buy it with the candle in there, the wax in there. We also sell wax melts. We sell diffusers.
Oh, wow.
Car incense. We do it all.
Oh, damn. I didn't know you had the car incense.
Yeah. We do a little bit of everything. Okay. Yeah, so we're steadily growing as well. So just keep clicking onto the website to go back and see what we have new. Small business growing.
Okay.
Keep clicking by.
Well, I love it. You heard it. Keep clicking by. And I love it. I actually had some. She gave me some, and I loved them. And I like how you have, like, the regular tips, but you have the wood tip as well. Like,
yes, that's the up-and-coming thing, the wooden wicks.
Okay.
So you can request the wooden wicks, and I'm happy to put them in. But for most people, they're used to the cotton or the wax wick.
Yeah.
So it takes a little patience with the wooden wick. But I think that burns
the
best.
I fuck with it, yeah.
The wood wick soaks up all of the fragrance oil, and it burns it a lot slower, but it gives a better throw.
So it gives more of an aroma.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, strong. It'd be
strong. You're going to pick up on everything that's included into the fragrance.
Okay.
Now, when you say a better throw, you mean like how it smells across the room?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's Swagger Coach, y'all. We're going to switch over to my right, Mr. Tasha, on Bring Your Own Vibe. Every Wednesdays at 7 p.m., by the way, Rhythmix Radio. Make sure y'all check it out. Her and Pressure's on there.
We actually know them like they really know us. We really know them.
But yeah, can you kind of tell? So you, I heard you throw parties, and you actually brought us on y'all show. And I heard before we got on, you was talking about all the different products and the candle waxes and that you burn on people and all that.
Yeah, I don't want to step on her layer up too much. But
yeah. So could you kind of walk us through like your line and some of the products that you have and how people can contact you?
Yeah, so my primary goal or function, I guess, in my business is to, as a consultant, is that we have in-home parties for ladies. So at that time, we educate women, entertain them about sexual health and wellness, present a variety of different types of lingerie, bedroom and bath accessories, just all different kinds of stuff, lips and just lotions, essential oils and stuff like that as well. But lately, I've been doing a lot of different events, going to different openings at different like hookah lounges, and I also been working with different people like Dr. Z, just different people just doing different events, having an opportunity to just really educate people about their sexual health and wellness and answer their questions and try to make sure that people are having healthier sex lives and healthier relationships. So.
Well, I will say like this, definitely like that episode you had with Dr. Z, so that.
Thank you.
When you talk about like you're trying to educate, like, because, like, a lot of people might just see the sex toys and just be like, damn, like, you know, there's a lot of freakiness going on. Like, how are you educating, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what are you really saying as far as, like, even through your line and everything? Like, so, it's catching somebody's attention, so.
So, just to, when things started changing, when I started kind of shifting focus from just doing in-home parties, okay. Is when actually Dr. Z had approached me about talking to some of her clients. And she's so funny because, you know, she's old school, right? And so, some of the things that they were doing or talking about that her clients were having issues with, like, you know, anal sex, things like that, she's like, okay. You know, she's like, stop, you can't do this nasty. I'm like, you can't tell these people that it's nasty. we're not going to do that.
Right.
Let's try to educate them on how they can do it better and safely, you know, and I show them things like anal douches and just different techniques that they can use or different, you know, lubricants and things like that. And just educating people on the things that they're doing so it won't be so problematic for them.
Okay.
So that's how things kind of started, working with her and her clients. And then it's just evolved onto that. Then, you know, coming and do the show now as well and just kind of being able to kind of pick a focus and work with that. And we also do a monthly Zoom session with Dr. Z. So actually this Thursday will be our monthly session. So we still do that. We'll pick a session. We kind of speak on that focus from my perspective as a consultant, things I have to kind of help people with that. And then from her perspective as a doctor, kind of what, you know, medical, you know, issues that might arise or just like that from her perspective. So,
it's
pretty cool.
Definitely like that. Okay.
But in the meantime, still doing lots of parties too, especially, you know, during love season. So
I know that's right.
Got a few booked up. So that's my favorite part of it. Actually.
Did you bring any of the hot wax?
I did.
Did you bring the glove from the last time?
I got everything.
We gonna get into that. Cause you know I couldn't wait for that. Shit. I was like, hell yeah, hell yeah.
I'm gonna start charging.
How can everybody reach you?
So you can reach me either on Facebook at Natasha Woods or on Instagram, Tea Parties by PR. That's the letter T, PARTIES by PR. And then also, too, my website is www.pureromance, PURE, romance.com/Natasha Woods.
Okay. All
right. I love it. Love it. And then we're going to slide to my left, our third guest, Swagger Coach in the flesh.
What's up?
My homie. Can you kind of tell us about you, what you do, and how, like, were you the theme behind Swagger Coach, and what you bring to this space? I feel like all of these different products and brands and companies are interrelated, right? Like, you need the candles to set the mood. You might use some toys to keep the mood going, but even to get to that place, you need to have a conversation.
You got
to
get her.
Yeah.
Gotta get him or get him.
Yeah.
Right. It goes both ways. So I'm Swagger Coach. That's Swagger, SWAGGER COXCH.
Okay.
And that's everywhere in all your social medias, right? So that's YouTube, that's IG, that's Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's my website, swaggercoach.com. So basically what I do is I try to educate everybody on relationships in general, like the science behind it. Because what I find is that if you go on your live, everybody follows a so-called relationship guru, right? But what happens is that guru is going to say something like, you don't need him, sis. He ain't shit, sis.
Yeah.
You know, all of those things, yeah. Right? But, like, that doesn't help you, yeah. Right?
And it does.
Okay. Somebody done woke the fuck up.
At the end of the day, what happens is that you chose him. So if you say you don't need him, sis, and you chose him, that's, you know, subconsciously affecting you. So we need you to choose the right one versus choosing the one that don't need you or the one that isn't consistent. Right? Yeah. Why did you choose him? What is it about you that attracted him to you or you attracted to him?
Okay.
So that's what we got to discuss.
Okay. And so you pretty much like help got women and men with how to approach, how to have a conversation, how to communicate to the opposite sex.
It's not about more or less the communication with them. It's more or less understanding you.
Okay.
Right? Because you can't go talk to a girl. Like I said over and over again, we get into the situation where we're taught, you see a pretty girl, you go holler at her.
Yeah.
Well, what is it about you that thought she was pretty? Right? And that's what runs into the situation. What is it about her that you was like, oh, I got to go talk to her? Right, we got to get away from everything being about sex, right? Because at the end of the day, sex is like, if you're keeping a G, you take a whole day. Let's say you're like a bunny rabbit, right? So that's like 2 hours, all 3 hours in the whole day minus sleep. So that's 21 hours worth of stuff that's not sex.
Yeah.
Right. So you can't base your whole relationship on 3 hours.
Right.
And that's maxing out. That's saying that like he's available all day to come pipe down, right? So right. You know what I'm saying? And so we gotta get past the sex part. It's like, let's get to the relationship part to figure out why the sex was so important. Because sex is secondary.
Yeah.
Right? Right? Love and stuff comes first, or confidence comes first. All right. Right? Then or lack of confidence. And then you get into the sexual.
Okay,
part.
So with that being said, I like what the point that you brought. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sex is secondary, right? Like, cause I'm just be honest. Like, yeah, I'm a dog with it, whatever. Like, yeah, sex was the first thing on my mind. But when we talked earlier as far as like relationships and stuff like that, right. I understand. Yes, sex is just a bonus. I get that. You know what I'm saying? So what is it? For everybody in this room right now, what is it besides sex? Even if you just, what else is it that captures you or just makes you say like, damn, that's that dude right there. Or damn, that was that shorty right there. Like, because it has to be something that just, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can cook. Everybody can be.
But you don't know that.
I mean, you don't. But I mean, you're going to catch that sense anyway. So if you don't even know that, what was it besides the sex that just made you say like, damn, I had to have her. Or damn, I had to have him.
No. So what it is that if you take the sexual piece away, right?
Right. So what else is it? What is it in your own opinion?
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
So when you take away sexual, right? Because sexual, you have sexual attraction, right? If you take away sexual, there's just attraction. So what is that attraction piece that brought you to her? What is that attraction piece that made you say, oh, I want to go holler at her, right? Because you're saying to yourself, oh, she has a nice ass, right? So let me go. I can curse?
Yeah,
okay.
We already did it.
We're your first guest to ask that, but I appreciate that.
Write the check.
That was not us.
You like, yo, because you got to get out of the idea that she is just so fine that I just got to stick my thing in her. Like, that can't be your way of thinking, right?
Like
she is so bad that, man, I don't want nothing else but to stick my thing in her.
Right.
Really and truly, if you, in a sense, have shared emotion with enough women, you realize that there's got to be more than just sticking your thing in her, because she can do one or two things a little bit differently, but for the most part, it's all about getting wet.
So what does it for you, though? So
what I'm saying for me, it's about the attraction piece, right?
And what holds
me, right? Because the idea is that, like I was telling y'all earlier, you get into a situation where you start out being, you know, confident, right? Everything's all about confidence, right? But something triggers that confidence, right? And once something triggers that confidence or checks that confidence, it switches over to ego, right? And once it switches over to ego, then you go into savage mode, right? So a confident man in savage mode is basically his ego was checked. So now he has to, he turns into this sort of bloodthirsty kind of a guy where all he's doing is seeing the murder. He just want to murder, right? And by murder, that means like slaying women, right? So at some point in time, you want to find a woman that is worthy enough to murder you, right? You see all the movies where it's like, I was looking for somebody, I was searching for somebody that was worthy enough to kill me, that was good enough to kill me, right? So then what happens is that when they kill you, they kill that ego. And now you're back to being confident.
Okay.
Now, and the other side of that being confident is her.
Okay.
And now you set.
Okay.
No doubt. Dropping them gems ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I don't even know.
Because see what it is a lot of times we don't think about stuff like that because we don't have nobody in our lives to say, this is what happens. Right? All like, right. If you don't have a father to say, listen, dog, you're going to meet a girl. She's going to like the upperclassman. You're going to like her even though she's in your same grade. You probably went to school with her from third grade, right? She likes the upperclassmen, and like now your feelings is hurt about it, right? If you don't have a father in your life to say, like, listen, that's going to happen,
right?
Right? Tighten up. Yeah. You know, we can talk through. As a father, I can teach you all the things that you need to know and understand,
right?
But if there's nobody in there, you go into savage mode. There's somebody got to be there to say, this is a normal thing. You're going to feel this way.
Yeah. Well, I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my dad because he's been around, and I appreciate you every day, Dad, for that bullshit. But look, what I'm trying to say, honestly, but me, as I got older, like I said, when I told you, like, you know, the sex is just secondary. Me, that does it for
me. Is it really?
Yeah, hell yeah, it is. because it get me caught up a lot. I got two baby mamas, all that shit. But look, what I was gonna say is like a woman's personality means a lot more to me than anything nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Like when I'm looking into a woman, like I said, if it wasn't for the sex, like I could say, like we got two beautiful women in right now. But if I didn't know them, like both of y'all are beautiful, but y'all could be ugly than a motherfucker underneath, really.
Right, you know energetically
speaking. Like, for real, like, once I got to talking to you, you was like, oh, no. I was like, well, God damn, I thought this motherfucker was bad as shit now. Right. I just want to get rid of your motherfucking ass. You're like, stop calling me type of shit. Yeah. But your personality, I think, brings a lot into a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, me personally. And you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But the thing about it is that we can't really say that sex is secondary, right? And this is what I say. So if I say that women have buckets and men have nozzles, right? So if I say that women's bucket is made up of like 80% like premium energy or, you know, confidence, right? So you fill up that 80%, then that 20% rest of the way bucket is sexual energy, right? So if that sexual energy burns down the energy that's in that bucket. Right, so let's say you got this negative woman who thinks that she's terrible looking, thinks that she's not worthy of any man or whatever, right? But then somehow she gets to having sex. At the end of the day, she's only there's 60% left in that bucket, which basically means that after she has sex, she's still going to feel the same way she felt beforehand. So if she felt negative about herself, she's still going to feel negative. If she felt positive about herself, she's still going to feel positive. Guys, on the other hand, is the opposite. So we're 80% sexual, right? 20%, you know, energy, confidence or lack of confidence.
Right.
So after we have sex, guess what? We're back at zero, which is confidence, which is what we were born with. So that's why sex for us is cool because it's like we instantly get back to being confident.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Well, I don't know about that right there. You know what I'm saying? Only because, like, I mean,
what's
the way,
point of
only
women?
Because, like, the way... No, I mean, okay, but that's if you're a dog and stuff like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the younger me, yes, was looking at, like, yes, she was bad. I want to have her on my list. Like, yes,
and
I smashed it.
And back to confidence.
Okay, yeah, the confidence. But, like, now that I'm older, like, I mean, like, a lot of these chicks, now that they're older, like, they're going to tell you, like, nigga, you wasn't shit. Like, this was, like, this and that. But even as myself, as a man, trying to be confident, like, still, I don't want just the pretty girl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And I don't want, and if you're the pretty one, now I got to worry about, like, maybe you've been tossed around a couple of times. Do I still want your motherfucking ass? Yeah, like, I mean, I used to had you. What, you had it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what, do I still want it?
At the end of the day, all of that stuff you're talking about is self-esteem based, right? Because if Ice had her, who cares? Ice had her, right? You, nine times out of ten.
I mean, the dog and I'm out. Yeah, but, then, you
know, nine times out of ten. I don't care. Whatever she went through before she got to you is what made her perfect for you. The only thing that makes her not perfect for you is your ego, right? Or your level of confidence.
Okay.
You
never
see what
thought
I'm
about
it
like that. Okay.
So,
I ain't
so
never
thought about it. It was Valentine's Day, and I was just scrolling on social media, and I was seeing a lot of wild different posts. Like, you see a lot of people posting, like, a lot of love stuff. Then you see, like, you know what I mean, the opposite, I guess, single people just, like, hating on the whole theme of the day. But it made me get to a question or think in my mind, like, is Valentine's Day only for women? And if that, and if so, when is the men's Valentine's Day?
Man, I think Valentine's Day is always
what do you think about that,
women,
Natasha?
For real.
I think Valentine's Day is just to get you to spend money, honestly.
Love that.
That's just what I think, honestly. But I think it should be about celebrating love. I mean, regardless, like, I'm single and I had an awesome Valentine's Day. Like, it just, it doesn't have to be about being with, in a couple or in a relationship, whatever. Like, it's about, it's another day, another opportunity to celebrate the love that you have in your life and that you have for yourself. So,
do y'all know the story of Valentine's Day?
It was a massacre, right?
Yes.
That's one story, right? Okay, so because it's several Valentines or Saint Valentines. But one of the stories is that you have a guy who's in jail, right? Mm. So he's, like, locked up, and the jailer, the batman who put him in jail, daughter can't see.
Okay.
He makes it so whatever he does, however he talks to her, whatever the case may be, makes it so that she can see. And in this, he falls in love with her, right? So he can't get to her because he's in jail, about to be executed.
Right.
So what he ends up doing is he ends up writing her a card. And on the card, he says, your Valentine, right? And gives her the card. So it's about a guy who really can't get love, but it's all about the love that they have for each other.
Hmm. Never heard that one.
Man, I ain't heard that story before.
So he's not, they're not, like, together. They want to be together.
Right.
And so, you know, but he can't because, like, he's in jail.
So what's your, as Swagger Coach, what's your thoughts on Valentine's Day? Do you think it's just a holiday for women? Like, what is your...
No. A holiday for women is a holiday for men. We got to get out of the idea that it's just about women.
Yeah.
It's a win-win situation, just like getting her a house.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if... If she's confident, right? If the whole idea is you got to get her to, in a sense, sexual energy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you got to give her love.
Right?
And, you know, that means that you have to get her in confidence, right? So if you get her confidence up by giving her roses, by showering her gifts in front of all her friends and all of that type of stuff, right? That gets you to the sexual energy,
right?
Which leads to you being more confident,
right?
So it's a
so
win-win.
You agree with balance?
I agree with this as a mindset every day. It's not just about Valentine's Day. Okay. It's just that Valentine's Day is the day that everybody's looking. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like if you don't hit the game winning shot, right, you didn't win. You know what I'm saying? That's the way people look at it. Right. You score 1,000 points all season long.
Yeah.
You miss the game winner, it's over with. Or you lose the championship, it's over with.
Yeah. You're only good as your last move anyway. What's your thoughts about Valentine's Day? And did y'all celebrate Valentine's Day? What did y'all do? You know what I mean? Los, did you celebrate? Like, you know what I mean?
You might want to let her go first.
The way your eyes, only if they was on looking on Facebook Live or Rhythmics right now. Go to Rhythmics.com.
Nah, don't do me like that. Don't do me like that.
Well, how did you celebrate?
I didn't do much.
Okay.
I had a steak dinner cooked for me.
Okay.
You know, just
that's
relax.
A whole lot. Are you serious?
Okay,
I guess the question is that.
So I'm a chef. So my significant other, he gets fed very well. So a steak dinner is like, yeah, that's cool.
What I'm saying is, that did you make the steak dinner or he did?
He did.
Right, and you're the chef, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a whole lot.
But he's really good at steak, so it's not like it took him hours to do this.
You can't downplay the man's steak. He made you a steak.
I appreciate it. It was bomb.
Okay, there we go. That's the enthusiasm you got. You're like, it's a bunch of women that's hating on you right now because you're like, I just had a steak.
Because she did start off like, I ain't really do much.
Right.
I didn't do too much of shit. It was a normal day. What like, I had a steak.
You can't downplay the man's steak.
You did watching. Start off. I had a bomb ass steak dinner. I'm talking about that.
There you go.
We're going to edit that out.
Yeah.
I lied. It's live radio.
Steak dinner.
Okay.
Damn. What else? Did anything else pop off? Like,
I mean, of course.
No, I mean, well, I ain't saying it like that, but okay. Right.
All the details.
Okay, right. You know what? And let me ask you something. Well, first off, let me tell y'all how my Valentine's went. Anyway, first off, I feel like y'all laughing. Look, I didn't even get to tell him. I said,
first off.
Love is for suckers, okay? And I wish I was a goddamn sucker, okay? Y'all was sad as a motherfucker. I ain't learning this shit. Like, say it. Like, I had to cook my own shit. Watch love stories all by yourself. You know, you never learn about love stories till you watch them by yourself. You be like, goddamn, that's me right there. That's why I'm miserable now, your mom. Nah, seriously, though. So, with that being said, I was just thinking to myself, because I was only this day anyway, right? If I take you out, you know, got you something to drink, got you flowers, chocolate, all that shit, went out to eat, dinner, you know what I'm saying? Got a little blimp, said your name on it, all that shit, whatever, right? Anyways, right? You know, put in candles, I don't know, you know, maybe rose petals. We come on, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, we ain't had a good day with the dance, you know what I'm saying? You exhausted, I'm exhausted too. Went in, took a shower. You said, hey, baby, I'm about to, you know what I'm saying, get sexy for it. Cool. I'm already sexy, ready. I did my push-ups and all that shit. And then, you know what I'm saying? So then I want to just go do a little quick wash up, get in the shower right quick to be ready for you. I come out, you sleep. Do I have the right to wake your ass up and get this ass?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
My question
buy
is.
Buy five candles right now. Goddamn.
My question is why? My question is
no,
why?
Wait. Before you answer that, before anybody. What you think, Tasha? Can I wake your ass up? Like, girl, I just spent a lot of goddamn money. I just need to.
Answer truthfully now. We want the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
You know what I'm saying? Dude, I mean, like, you tackle because we done danced all night away and everything. I get that. And ate good, steak, all that. Do I have the nerve to be boo-boo, boo-boo?
So, I don't think it has anything to do with the money that was spent. I think you should at least try, you know, at least try to wake me up.
Okay, now see, you trying to be sensitive. Now I'm going to go hard. No, for real. So if you say no, do I stop? Like, do I tell you to get your ass up and go on about your business?
They teach you that at an early age, no means no.
All right. So look.
I like your ass even better. All
right.
So with that, all right, try it again tomorrow.
But
you got to be to work early in the morning. So, I got to hear that shit. You got to get your hair done, nails done, all that good shit.
So I got two things. The first question is, Tasha, you got a cream for that, right? That you can kind of like rub while she sleep and then don't mess with her, make her wake up.
Well, let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Ask that question one more time. I need you to fix that question.
I mean, okay, given that, you know, you sell these creams and toys, right? Mm-hmm. So without violating her, there's a cream that you can, like, rub to make her body work.
Okay, so you're talking about enhancement cream. Mm-hmm. Yes. No, I don't think I've ever encouraged anybody to do
it. He said that don't wake up. Don't forget
that's
what
that I'm part. Saying. That's what I'm saying. I don't think I've ever encouraged anybody to put it on somebody else while they sleeping.
I was being funny, but that is what I said. But I got what you were saying, though. Because that's what I'm saying.
So she wake up on her own.
Yeah, I do have a cream and a gel.
That was a little product placement.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just gets the blood flow going, so, and it stimulates all
but why would your ass go to sleep, though? Why would you go to sleep, though? Why go to sleep? You knew what time it was. Why go to sleep?
It happens. Sometimes it definitely happens.
You know, you busy, boom, 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 then you stop. And then, you know.
Okay, so does that take away from us as men? Because, like, I don't feel like too many men really give a fuck about Valentine's Day. Like you said, I think it's just another excuse to spend money. And then at the same time, like.
A lot of us women don't either.
Is it really?
Yeah,
You know what? Because I can't tell when I show up at your house empty handed. Man, you know, some of y'all, man.
A lot of women I know, it's more about acknowledging the day. You know what I'm saying? Just acknowledging it, making some sort of effort to acknowledge the day. That's it. You don't have to be all ridiculous and extravagant. Now,
so a text in the morning to be satisfied.
You know damn well. Not the effort.
But in a sense, Lowe, something I think we got to reevaluate the game plan. Right, and the reason why I say reevaluate the game plan is the whole idea is to set up the house to be romantic. So let's say that y'all go out to dinner, right? Let's say, you know, it's not COVID, so you go to like Ruth Chris because you got the blimp and all that stuff, right? So what you do is
I did that.
You hit Ruth Chris, right? And you got to time the blimp that when you come out of Ruth Chris, the blimp is going off showing that you love her, and then you're going back to the crib to watch Netflix and chill. Versus dancing the night away because, you know, you can dance any night, right? I mean, you could do any of this on any night, but, you know, the whole idea is that if you know that this is the night that you got in your mind, I'm trying to share emotions, right? At the end of the day, I want to share emotions. All that dancing and stuff ain't getting you back to sharing emotions. Right, so you gotta do what you gotta do to give her the confidence, to give her the he loves me.
I think the dancing can lead back to that.
No, I'm not saying dancing can't.
But I think,
but dancing is a workout.
It just depends on.
So in a sense, you're on the dance floor humping. Let's keep it G. So really and truly, y'all on the dance floor humping, and you could be at home.
She
right?
Tickle pink.
So that's the whole idea. If the goal is to spend time with her, then at the end of the night, you're not worried about humping. It's like, damn, she went to sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'll give you that.
If you married, but goddamn it, if I'm dating, like.
No, if you're dating, you're spending too much money to begin with. Money is.
Where the fuck you been at when I was coming up, man?
Listen, think about it like this, right? I always say it like this, right? The only reason why you spend the money, all right? I always tell this plumber story, right? So if you can go under the sink and fix it yourself, you wouldn't pay the plumber. You would just go under the sink and fix it yourself, right? So then what happens is that you can't go under the sink and fix it yourself, right? You go on YouTube, you try, you know, you can't get it. So you call a plumber, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say the plumber costs $100, right? Now, what that means is that you tried. So you spent all your energy up to a point in which you could no longer spend more. You had no more energy. So you paid somebody, right? So that's $100 you spent. That's the same thing if you go to the bar, meet a girl tonight, you take her to dinner. Your confidence was up to a certain point and stopped. So now you're paying her to be at dinner. Then you're paying her for those drinks because your confidence stopped. Other than that, you can find something. If your confidence is high enough, then you know that you don't got to spend the money. You can go walking on the beach or whatever and still get the same effect. The whole idea is that you're trying to get back home on Valentine's Day, right? So you don't really got to spend the money. You got to spend the time, right? So instead of spending physical cash, you spend mental cash, right? Which is ultimately what she wants. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and that's
a
win-win.
Ladies, I need all these goddamn drinks back. Right now, like, I need y'all to love me for me, right. Okay? So blow these candles and all that shit.
You're retarded, but yeah, I hear like a lot of relationship dating, sharing emotions. You know what I mean? But I want to know from y'all, like, is love a feeling or is love a choice? What do y'all think? Do y'all think love is a feeling or do you think it's a choice? I'm gonna start with you, Natasha.
I think it's a feeling. I think, unfortunately, sometimes I found myself in love and it was hard to make the choice to let that go, you know, when I needed to. So I don't think it's a choice. I really think it's a feeling.
So, okay. Yeah. What about you, love?
Let me start from the beginning. You know, nah, seriously, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, do I think it is this feeling? I have to agree with that because, like, how can you fall out of it? You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's really just, like, a thing, like, a constant, like, I guess religion, like, how do you fall out of it? Like, it's got to be something hard or whatever like that, but I guess religion is probably feeling too, right? Yeah. Like, believing into whatever you believe into. So, I think it is a feeling, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I told you, I don't think you can put a definition on love or how everybody has their own preference. Like I told you, I cannot maybe like a chick that puts her shoes at the front door and maybe you can't stand it. So, and that could be enough to just break everything up. So I think it is a feeling.
Okay. What about me or more sense?
I say both because you can feel the love, but you have to choose to accept it and, you know, take that and progress with that. So I think that it's a little bit of both.
I like that answer.
Can I explain it a little bit differently?
we know you have
to do that. I can't wait to get to your
what analogy you about to get. Uh-huh.
Right. So I look at like love like the wind, right? Like you feel a breeze coming and you've been taught that that's called wind, right? So you don't really know exactly what that is.
Yeah.
Right? So basically it's for me it's a way to explain an emotional connection.
Okay.
Right, it's for me. It's a way to explain, like your level of, your level of like confidence in a person, right? Because I always tell people, instead of saying I love somebody, right? So let's say the person you're in love with, Tasha, Letitia. Let's say his name is Johnny Everett, right? So instead of saying I'm in love with Johnny Everett. Or I love Johnny Everetti, you would say, I have confidence in Johnny Everetti, okay. Right? And if the answer is yes, I do have confidence in him, then you do love him,
yeah.
Right? But it's like, if you don't have confidence, then you, or if you even say you have confidence in him, then ask yourself why, right? Because we fall off at the why. It's like, yeah, I got confidence in him. Why? He's Mr. Pipe Down. You know what I'm saying? and then it's like...
I think that
love at first sight is an energetic connection, right? Like you look into the eyes of somebody and you could be like, yo, like there was something there, right?
But isn't love an energy?
Yeah.
So isn't love an energetic?
But that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. So why can't it be love at first? You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying I agree with.
Have you seen that? Have you had that? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and that goes back to my question. Like, you know, sex is secondary. What was it at love at first sight before even the sex? What was it that you seen in that dude at that time? You was like, that's that dude right there.
It was literally like a connection. Like, as soon as we met, like, it was just like we knew each other.
So it was conversation.
Before we even talked.
Really?
Before we even talked. We were together for like 13 years. Like, we just, as soon as we met, like, we just like, yep, like, I know you. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, we just knew each other. So before we even talked, like, and then from the conversation, it went from there.
Okay. So how long did it last? And what could you say messed it up? Because if you felt that attraction from first sight, what happened, or is it still continuing on that?
No, so I mean, it was about 13 years off and on, and it was just a lot of immaturity on both ends. Like, we just weren't confident in ourselves, you know. We didn't have a lot of insecurity, just coming from other things that have really had nothing to do with each other, you know what I'm saying? Just with our own selves, we weren't really ready for it all. But I mean, but we still cool to this day. It's not ongoing.
And see, I'm scared of that first, you know what I'm saying, sight, because like you said, you don't know that person in and out.
No, you don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, of course. You just meet them there. I feel like love is, I feel like, I agree with Mia Moore's sense. I feel like it is a feeling and a choice. Like, you can be loved, but you, if you don't recognize it, then you don't, and you may not know how to be loved, you know what I'm saying? But I also agree that it's you just never know. Like, to your point, you feel like love at first sight. I mean, you don't know if you're going to be married with somebody, but you know when you feel like, oh, this is some potential. Like, right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, what you do with that or what happens with that, who knows?
Up to
you know
y'all.
What I'm saying?
Okay.
But you know what? Going to another topic, and I actually heard, I think we was talking about this earlier or yesterday,
mm-hmm.
But I've heard this phrase, like, a lot, and it's a hoe phase. And so my question to y'all is, like, do you feel like someone needs to go through a hoe phase before they get married? And so we got people on different levels of a relationship. You know what I mean? We got people here, guests here, you know what I'm saying, married. We got single people, people in relationships.
The whole phase, oh yes, let me tell you about the whole phase. let me be the first one to tell you about it. The whole phase, I really think, I mean, I guess male can go through it, but I feel like it's more female. You've met your high school sweetheart. You just knew this, like, Tyrone was that nigga. Like, he, mama, I can't do it without him. It's him or nothing. I'm ready to give up my scholarship for this nigga because he's gonna make it. This and that, right? So, you get with Tyrone, we let you run off with your little life, and then everything that we try to tell your little stupid ass, you know what I'm saying, didn't happen out with Tyrone. And now, you kind of want to tell Tyrone, even after the three kids and some old shit, like, nigga, you ain't shit, like, I fuck you up, this and that, and you should just do whatever I say. You kind of just, like, one day had that pillow talking to me, like, you know what, baby? It's not even just you, Tyrone. It's Jason, John, Chris. There's that nigga that owns his own little airport and everything. Like, can get the kids to Disney World whenever they fucking want. I got a nigga that delivers pizza. If I call him right now, if he deliver a pizza right now, he ain't even working right now. But motherfucker, Papa John's ain't even open right now. He'll deliver it right now. You, Tyrone. You, my mama told me it'd be days like this. And now you have to experience it because Tyrone ain't been putting it down. And that's really, really boils down too. But at the same time, you put that in perspective, like, nigga, not only is he piping it down, but like, he can deliver pizza at 12 o'clock at night. Like, I don't even know who does that shit.
So the whole phase is like, you feeling like you gotta go and have interactions and maybe, you know what I'm saying, share emotions with different people, you know what I mean,
to get it out your system
before you graduate into a serious committed relationship. So my question to y'all, like, do you feel like somebody needs to do that to go through, or is that just an excuse? Like, you know what I mean, do you want somebody who, like, what are y'all thoughts on that? Because I've heard about women and men going through whole phases, you know what I mean? What's y'all thoughts about that?
Depending on the age.
But is there a time to call that? Because, like, I feel like a lot of y'all call your whole stage after y'all done went and got married and had kids. Like, motherfucker, now you want to have your whole stage now? Like, bitch, we invested. What the fuck? You want to do this now? Like, you know how much stuff I done passed up to do this? You want to do this now? That's my thing. You can do your whole stage while we dating. Bitch, go on and do what the fuck you want to do. But when we're married and we got kids, and all of a sudden you wake up and be like, you know, you don't eat my ass like Tyrone. Ooh, well, fuck Tyrone. Is that nigga paying bills around this motherfucker? Like, I mean, but because y'all all know y'all have a girlfriend that just went through. Y'all laughing. Y'all know y'all got a girlfriend that went through that. And y'all sitting there looking at her like, girl, I told you to stick with that motherfucker. I told you.
Ladies, what's y'all thoughts on the whole phase?
Go ahead, Tyrone. Yeah, I want to hear this.
I think it's depending on the person. Not everybody needs to do all that. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody needs to do it. And I mean, it's so many different factors when it comes to people's sexuality, like, you know, just what they've been through, the relationships they've been through. Just it's so many layers to that. I don't think that's for everybody.
All right. Now, did you go through your little stuff?
Oh, I talk about my business, not my business.
Okay, we tried it. It was conversation. Tasha said she wasn't over. It's cool. Now Tasha went over there.
think it goes back to the confidence of the person. So if you're exiting a relationship that didn't work for you, and, you know, most mature people are going to say, let me step back, let me evaluate, you know, what took place, and, like, really be to myself. Heal. You know, the younger people, that's why I say it's based on age, because the younger people are going to be like, oh, now, F that, I'm about to go out and sit on this, and that, and, you know, hopefully I'll feel better, but then they learn in the long run that's not what makes them feel better.
I mean, but some people just are never like that, you know what I'm saying? Some people just don't like people touching them that they don't know, you know what I'm saying? So, it just...
But. I mean, so, okay, with that being also said, like, is that, like, don't you have that conversation with your mate that be like, look, baby, look, like, I fuck with you. You know I love you. Whatever. Like, nigga, I need you to do, or shorty, I need you to do, you know what I'm saying? Or do you just go off and find it and then try to continue your own secret relationship with your main joint? Like,
I think
even though you don't satisfy me, I can still come home to you and then, you know what I'm saying, go off and do me.
I think the whole phase is after the relationship don't work.
Not like during
the relationship.
Oh, she's
for women. Men, like, we got to get out the idea of saying it's savage mode, but it's what it is, right? And we men, go through it as soon as, like I said earlier, we could be in, you know, our first relationship.
Yeah.
Right? Preach. You go to that first relationship and that don't work out. That confidence meter gets tipped to ego.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So now you a savage. Yeah. And now you're seeing murder. Right? It's the same thing with women. Her relationship didn't work out. She's been loyal to this Bama for, you know, X number of years. Oh, yeah. Right? The relationship didn't work out. And he could have been her first. So now she's like, I haven't experienced nothing.
Okay.
Right? And now this Bama done hurt her feelings. So now she's seeing murder.
Right.
And she's not caring about dudes, but at the end of the day, whether it's a male or a female, it's all about having low self-esteem. Because if you're confident, you're like, yo, I'm worthy of love.
Okay.
Right? So even as a male, right? And, you know, all of us, if you don't have somebody to say, what you're going through is normal, right? Yeah. Tighten up, right?
Right.
Because you're supposed to say, listen, I am worthy of love, right? And if you say that to yourself, then it's like, well, I don't need a whole phase. What I need is more or less a pimp phase, right? Yeah. Where, like, you know, you can go to this guy for pizza, like you said, or this guy for jewelry, or this guy for that, right? But that don't mean you're humping them. Right. You know what I'm saying? So you can avoid the whole phase, like, because that many put – all of that stuff just equates to a low self-esteem, basically.
Most definitely.
So, and it doesn't help you.
In the end.
Right.
So – we've been talking about a lot about relationships, and you know what? If you're listening, you are now tuned in to Conversations on the Rocks. Make sure you check us out on all your social media. Just type it in, Conversations on the Rocks, and we're on Rhythmix Radio. Just type in rmxradio.com, and you can listen to live. And shout out to the IG Live. Shout out to all the pages. Shout out to the Rhythmix Live Facebook page. So we got a couple minutes left, and I want to get your thoughts and opinions. So we talked a lot about relationships and Valentine's Day and things to set the mood. First, before you even set the mood, you got to have a conversation. You got to have that swagger. Mm-hmm. And you would just listen to Swagger Coach, you know what I'm saying, at Swagger Coach, Swagger, COXCH.
.com, or everywhere.
Everywhere. And then we got the mood being set by the beautiful candles by Mia Moore, which is my love, right?
That's right.
My Mia Moore scents. It smells amazing in here. And all
that's Spanish for people that don't know about it.
It could be Italian.
You know that's Las Vegas. He wild. You listen to your boy Ice, and we also got Natasha. Bring Your Own Vibe is also on Rhythmix Radio Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Shout out to Pressure.
Definitely.
Shout out to This, That, and the Third as well. Yeah. Serious Business is Wednesdays from 9 to 11. Shout out to all the different radio stations. But I'm going to leave y'all with this. I'm going to drop this with y'all. So we got all varying levels of relationships. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yesterday was a big relationship day. You know what I mean? No matter what side of the fence you are on. But it's the pandemic. It's a lot going on, and I want to know from y'all, you know what I mean, people who are in relationships and aren't, like, what advice y'all have to anybody out there seeking in a relationship, you know what I mean, during these times? Like, what? And I see Mia Moore. I'm going to go straight to you because you just started laughing.
Yeah, she ready to bust.
If y'all just listening on the radio, y'all can't see it, but yeah.
They watching.
I mean, but that's they somebody might just be on the radio, right? You know, what I mean, we for both. Yeah, we got the radio individual.
Big time.
Come on, Swagger Coach. Yeah,
we got it all. I'm still geeked up to be here.
Well, I appreciate y'all for being here, sir.
And ladies, before you answer, ladies, you know what I'm saying?
Aww.
Okay. Okay.
I gonna lie to you. You know what I'm saying? Because you know I think love for suckers. We got this 50% off. Okay? So but we love you anyway.
Love just gained some stuffed animals to the ladies.
Yeah, I did. Of course.
So for everybody who's listening,
thank y'all ladies for
Radio. Shout out to Rizmi. Shout out to Bobby Soul.
Yeah.
JB. But, you know,
go ahead.
I mean, this, that, and the third. What up, Jill?
Go ahead, beautiful. Go ahead.
But to wrap up my point about relationships is patience. So patience, understanding. Okay. And maturity, like, you have to know when to call your shit and to, you know, sit back and actually let somebody else lead as well.
Okay.
I like that.
Now we're going to go to the next lady. We're going to go to Natasha. What's your take on that? What advice would you give to somebody dating, especially now that we in the pandemic, quarantine, COVID, all that?
For anybody, anytime, is just the importance of loving yourself, really. Like, especially in a relationship. I've seen people married for 40, 50 years.
I'm writing these down.
Single, new relationship, whatever. Just loving yourself and understanding how, you know, that you're worthy of love, right? Regardless of whatever the circumstances are. And that helps you have the courage and the strength to set boundaries for yourself, for your relationships, for all that stuff. So just, that's my key. That's my theme right now in life is just loving myself and just continuing to let that grow. So
okay.
Yeah, so believe it or not, like, loving yourself is loving yourself is how it all starts, right? And so dating the pandemic, you know, everybody's using the excuse of the pandemic to find, you know, do the whole like online dating thing, right?
Yeah.
And me personally, I feel like the online dating thing is sort of like a cheat code, right? Because you don't have to find anything out. It's already there. Right. So if you let's say there's a guy in savage mode, right? And he's doing recon. He don't have to talk to the girl to figure out anything, right? Figure out how he's gonna move. She got it all right there. Right? So now when he goes and he's, you know, clicks like or double tap or whatever case they do for these relationships, he already got the info. So he knows already what to say to kind of get her. Yeah. Right. So that relationship doesn't work out, and it doesn't work out because it's quote unquote, you know, online dating. But he basically is like in a sense predator. And as far as like actual like dating, the whole like, if y'all are in the dating phase, stop thinking about spending money, right? Because money miscues things, right? Okay. So you got to think about what can we do that avoids spending money, right? And also avoid the humping, right? So if you take away sex and money, right? The only thing that's left in there is confidence, right? Or lack of confidence.
Can I just say one thing real quick, Coach?
Okay.
Funny is that with pure romance, actually, that's what we, you know, our studies have shown. Those are the two things that break up relationships, long-term relationships or marriages, is sex and money.
Right. Because a lot of times you have a guy, right? And I tell people this all the time, like, you try to get in this idea, like, a lot of guys be like, I don't want to get married because if I get married, she going to stop humping me, right? We're going to stop sharing emotions. And the idea is that her confidence is maxed out, right? So if her confidence is maxed out and she's not sex-oriented, right? So if her confidence is maxed out, she's good already. She's in the perfect place for her, right? So I always say, listen, you have to have those arguments about nothing, right? You know, those arguments that at the end of the day is like...
simple and minute.
No, we argue for 2-3 hours, right?
Yeah.
And we have no clue what we're arguing about.
Right.
But we need to make up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Versus arguing about some real stuff, right? Yeah. Because if you point out the fact that they don't take the trash out, or, you know, she don't do this or that, now you get into real stuff, and now y'all are having, you know, your parents' issues is now entering your house, right? So, yeah, so basically try to
appreciate
do the thing.
That.
What about you, Los? What advice would you give to somebody dating right now?
Honestly, just find somebody that you can communicate with, man. For real. I feel like communication is really the key.
I'm going to write that one down, too.
Honestly. Yeah, man. Please, learning please write that down. You know what I'm saying? But I do think it's communication, man. But before we get up out of here, man, I want to thank all the guests that was on here today, man. Appreciate that. Yeah. We had a good time. Hope y'all had a good time. Y'all
and everybody, time? Everybody shout out how everybody can reach you again for everybody who's definitely tuned in. And you know what I mean?
So this is Natasha Woods. Again, please come back and join us on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. for Bring Your Own Vibe. Pressure, what's up? We'll be up here representing on Wednesday evening. Actually, I have an awesome guest. My sister, who is a life coach and a therapist, educated and certified. She's going to come and talk to us. But you can reach me at Tea Parties by PR on Instagram and Natasha Woods on Facebook. www.pureromance.com/Natasha Woods is my website as well.
I'm at MiaMoreSense.Shopify. You can also catch my catering company at LLS Catering and Events. Thank you.
And I'm at Swagger Coach, the COXCH, everywhere.
Okay.
So that's all your social medias and...
Just Google it. You know, you tuned in to Conversations on the Rocks. You can catch us on IG, Facebook, and we're also on Rhythmics Radio. But check us out on YouTube. Follow, subscribe, share. Los Vegas, you got any last words, man? Last
man, as always, man. V's up, A's down, man. Shout out to my Diamond Princess, my three little Hefes, and Chocolate. Shout out to my whole block, man. You already know what it is, man. Conversations on the Rock, COTR gang.
Okay. No, dog. You sleep over there? You good?
Man, hey, man. I'm going to wake a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, shout out to Rhythmics Radio. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in. And always, y'all always keep stay tuned in every Mondays at 8 p.m. Make sure y'all check us out. But also, always keep your conversations on the rocks.
Hey.
Salute, big homie. Appreciate y'all for the conversation and the Valentine's Day special. And man, it's been a pleasure.
Peace out. Oh, I thought we had to like wait on the queue or something. I'm looking over there waiting on them to be like, it's a rap or something.